The state house has been short one member since Representative David Stringer submitted his resignation last week. Stringer had been under fire for racist comments, and an ethics investigation was looking into his alleged criminal record in Maryland from the 1980s. That record was confirmed as Stringer had been cited by law enforcement for sexual activity with underage boys. Now, Legislative District 1 in the House took a key step to moving on, at least as far as daily operations are concerned, as the Yavapai County Supervisors chose Stringer's successor today. He is former Senate President Steve Pierce. And with us to talk more about that is Katie Campbell of the Arizona Capital Times. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
So the supervisors discussed this, actually heard from the three finalists again today. Why did they decide to choose Pierce after all that?
Well, you know, he was a clear frontrunner from the very beginning. He has a lot of experience and a lot of positive relationships here at the Capitol already, and he has said he has absolutely no interest in staying at the Capitol beyond serving out the rest of this term. That was a big deal for the supervisors. And really, he just seemed to be the right choice. You know, a lot of the supervisors brought up how the reputation of that area is now quote-unquote tarnished, and they think that he's the right guy to come here now and remind people that not everyone coming from there has such a, let's say, colorful past as former Representative David Stringer.
We can all hope not, yes. So let me ask you about in terms of what Senator Pierce's views are, and Mark and I are familiar with him from his days in the Senate, but as far as his views on issues, let's say leaving behind, as you mentioned, some of David Stringer's views that he expressed, in terms of actual policy, how different could they be?
You know, that's a really good question. I was not around when Mr. Pierce was in the Capitol before, but he has, the way he's been described to me as someone who's able to work across the aisles, someone who, you know, is going to stand up for rural Arizona. You know, that's something he brought up not just today, but also at the precinct meeting on Sunday, that he really believes that, you know, state government needs to do right by those rural areas. And he's talking a lot about, you know, conservative values, but he's also someone who's touting relationships on both sides. So I think he's going to be at least talked to a lot more often than Mr. Stringer was in his later days. So, you know, truly being able to represent folks in conversations with other representatives here at the Capitol.
I'm glad you brought up the precinct meeting, because I know you were paying very close attention to that. Dig into a little bit more on the vibe of that. What was going on in terms of, there was some criticism that there was not specific mention of former Representative Stringer's past. I know that's probably part of a process of wanting to move on, but what was the atmosphere there? How did people actually feel about going ahead, whether with Steve Pierce at that point or anyone else?
Well, and just to point out, the one mention of David Stringer and the crimes that we now are aware of was in support of him. Chris Cugnio basically said, you know, he feels bad for David Stringer. But putting that aside, it was a very light atmosphere, I would say. I think people were, you know, excited to gather and catch up despite the circumstances. And I think they really were eager to just move past this. Yavapai County and Prescott have been hounded by these accusations just as much as Stringer has, and having to answer for why he was voted to the position in the first place. And so people really were just looking for the next step. They wanted someone they could trust to help the area move beyond this and just get back to work. And that's what a lot of Mr. Pierce's now colleagues want, is just to be able to get back to the usual order of business, because things have been moving so incredibly slowly at the House in Stringer's absence.
Yeah, and Pierce is expected to be one of those. There is no time to learn more, and he won't have to learn on the job. And Ken Bennett would not have had to either.
Mm-hmm, exactly. He's got that experience. He keeps joking that he knows where the bathrooms are, and that's important when we're in the middle of budget talks now.
Katie, finally, there's going to be an event today. We got a press release that coming up at noon today. House Democratic leaders are going to call for an official code of conduct in the wake of Stringer's resignation. I know it hasn't happened yet, but can you give us some background on what you expect there? What Democratic leaders may be calling for here?
Well, we expected this to be created after the expulsion of former Representative Don Shooter last session. So they wrote that into their rules, saying that we're going to have a code of conduct not just for employees, but also for members of the House. And that hasn't happened yet. It's a difficult situation, right? Trying to figure out how to prevent situations like these in the future. There was so much that, you know, maybe could have happened, but really I don't think we were ever going to learn about the case against Stringer except through the process that we've just completed. So while that would certainly be helpful, I don't know that this would have been, you know, a solution in this case. So it's good to see conversations continuing of, you know, how to improve things down here at the House. But this was a very unique issue, to say the least.
Indeed. Katie Campbell of the Arizona Capital Times. Katie, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.